from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has appeared in court one day after he and hundreds of other protesters were detained at an anti-corruption rally. Navalny was taken to a Moscow court Monday, hours before the Kremlin publicly called the protests a provocation to violence and accused organizers of paying young people to attend the rallies. Tens of thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities across the country in support of a call by Navalny for accountability among Russia's elite. OVD Info, an organization that monitors Russian political repression, said on its website that more than 1,000 people were arrested in the Moscow demonstrations alone. That number has not been independently confirmed, and state news agency TASS cited Moscow police as saying they made about 500 arrests, including Navalny. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it is investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Iraqi forces with the coalition air support are working to regain control of western Mosul from Islamic State fighters who seized the city in mid-2014. General Joseph Votel, the head of U.S. Central Command, said in a statement Sunday that coalition forces will continue taking what he called extraordinary measures to avoid harming civilians. VOA.